In September 2025, Trump hosted a dinner for big tech's top CEOs.
The most brilliant people are gathered around this table.
Meta, Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, everyone was there.
This is definitely a high IQ group.
It was the usual scene. A bunch of people around a table praising Trump, thanking him for everything that he's doing.
Well, thanks for hosting us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for including me.
Thank you for being such a pro-business, pro-innovation president.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
But I've got to admit, this dinner in particular, it had me scratching my head. It was weird. And not just because Zuckerberg got caught on a hot mic trying to be the teacher's pet.
All of the companies here are making huge investments in the country.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh gosh, I don't know, at least $600 billion.
Sorry, I wasn't ready to do our...
I wasn't sure what number you wanted to go with.
Trump and Trump allies have historically been anti-tech.
There's no question that what the big tech companies are doing is very bad.
I think big tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country.
The presidency that started the antitrust lawsuit against Google was Donald J. Trump's presidency. We've got to take on those monopolies. President Trump already did it, and I think he'll do it again if we give him another chance.
In fact, Trump's first administration sued Google and Meta, and they tried to ban TikTok. So when I saw this dinner, and when I saw this scene at his inauguration, I was more than a little surprised. What changed? How did we go from this?
I'm filing a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
To this.
This is definitely a high IQ group. They're leading a revolution in business and in genius.
Well, we can't say for sure, but I'm guessing all of these donations didn't hurt. And the switch up on big tech, it's just scratching the surface.
Are we supposed to pretend that multi-billion dollar corporations make multi-million dollar payments and do not expect anything in exchange for those things?
You're looking at all of big tech's donations to the second inauguration of Donald Trump.
Each company gave about $1 million to the new president to throw a massive inauguration party, which many of their CEOs attended.
How did they get away with giving the president $1 million each? Because there are almost no rules regulating inauguration funds. No laws saying what the funds have to be spent on. No limits on how much can be donated or who can even donate. And as a result, inauguration funds have become a major tool for corporate interests to buy influence in our government. Another way to flatter and buy out Donald Trump. And the strategy is working. Before the inauguration, Meta was not in good standing with the government or with Donald Trump.
I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
Under Biden, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was investigating Meta for illegally harvesting users' financial data to sell more ads on their platform. Then, Trump takes office, Meta donates $1 million, and the investigation vanishes. In fact, the Trump administration has basically shut down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau entirely, which is great for Mark Zuckerberg, but not so much for the entire idea of protecting consumers. Google is playing the same game as Meta. In 2020, the previous Trump administration opened an antitrust case against Google. They said that Google had created an unfair monopoly. Something about running the single biggest search engine and the single biggest web browser at the same time seemed a little unfair, I guess. Google actually lost that case technically, but the judge ruled that Google wouldn't have to change its business in any major way. They could keep the Chrome web browser as long as they paid a measly fine that they could basically dig out of their couch cushions. A lot of people saw it as a major blow to antitrust efforts. And yet, 5 years after he opened the lawsuit, Trump changed course and congratulated the CEO of Google on this favorable ruling.
Do you want to talk about that big day you had yesterday?
I'm glad it's over.
Don't forget, Biden was the one that prosecuted that lawsuit. You know that, right?
Google's stock price, of course, skyrocketed after the ruling. Then there's Apple. Tim Cook personally donated $1 million to the inauguration. And for his donation, Apple has been given a lot of preferential treatment. Just this past April, Apple was in a tough spot. Trump had just announced huge tariffs on all kinds of goods coming from foreign countries, tariffs that would raise Apple's cost of doing business by billions. Weeks later, after Tim Cook met with Trump, the White House announced tariff exemptions for smartphones, computers, and chips. You know, the things that Apple makes. So a $1 million donation for Apple and billions in savings. I guess that's what economists would call a return on investment. To me, it just looks like a bribe with extra steps.
Microsoft, you guessed it, also got in on the action with a $750,000 donation.
And like Google, they got the FTC off their back. a major antitrust case against them dropped for a huge merger they did in 2023 with Activision. Amazon reached a big settlement with the FTC for essentially tricking consumers into signing up for Amazon Prime, a case the FTC could easily have won. So why would they suddenly settle? Are you starting to see a pattern yet? Well, just wait, it's about to get worse. According to research done by Public Citizen, 1 in 3 lawsuits brought against big tech by the government have now been dropped by the Trump administration. So if these donations are all paying off for big tech, you really have to wonder what else is being bought by all these donations. What you're looking at now is the biggest inaugural fund in the history of the United States. You might be wondering, why are we talking about the inauguration now, months later? Well, first, information about donors take months to be reported to the public, and some donors try to hide their donations. Second, inaugural funds have become a major tool for corporate interests to buy influence in our government. We have all this data because Open Secrets combed through the Federal Election Commission filings to find out who donated. Over $240 million, nearly 800 donors, and like I said before, no rules about how that money has to be spent, managed, or where it can come from. Even the Trump team can't find a way to spend $240 million on a party. So what's happening with all that leftover money, and who's managing it? There is an opportunity here for unprecedented levels of corruption. Unlimited corporate money flowing into the coffers of the Trump inaugural fund, buying access without any oversight. So of course, big tech companies weren't the only ones throwing their hats in the ring. Up first, the top donor, a company called Pilgrim's Pride, contributed $5 million. They're one of the top chicken producers in the United States, and this was their biggest political donation ever. And you know what? It looks like they're getting good value for their money. Because in March of this year, just a few months after the inauguration, the USDA started changing the rules around poultry production. The USDA decided to let poultry giants speed up production despite serious safety concerns. Unions pointed out that increased speeds will mean more injured workers in an industry where over 80% of workers are already at risk for repetitive use injuries. And yeah, that makes sense. But I guess the unions didn't have $5 million to give to the Trump administration. Next up, Big Oil, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron. On the first day of the new administration, Trump signed an order to expand drilling on federal land in Alaska. Then they passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, which had $18 billion in tax breaks and incentives for big oil. Then in July, they reversed their own ban and decided that Chevron should definitely be allowed to operate in Venezuela. And I'm sure the $2 million donation had nothing to do with it. NVIDIA got in on the action with a $1 million donation. And what did they get? Permission. The government had previously banned NVIDIA from selling their most advanced AI chips to China on the grounds that China would be using them for the military. Not the case anymore. AI chips can be sold to China again, although NVIDIA does have to share 15% of the revenue with the US government. Just like with Apple, tariffs seem to only apply to people who lack direct access to the president. Boeing made a contribution after having a very bad couple of years. You might remember a few years ago, their planes were literally falling out of the sky. Hundreds of people died. Seems like the kind of thing that there might be a trial over. But in May, the Department of Justice made a deal with Boeing to not prosecute them for crimes over the 737 crashes, as long as Boeing paid about $1.1 billion in fines. Sounds like a lot of money, until you learn that Boeing had just won a contract for $50 billion with the Department of Defense to build new F-47 fighter jets. Looks a lot like a preferential slap on the wrist to me. If you hate the current state of air travel, then you'll be interested to hear that Delta and United both made major donations. Then the Trump administration turned around and killed new rules that would force airlines to compensate passengers for excessive delays. In response to this move and the rollback of other rules about hidden fees and flight cancellations, the airlines said, "We look forward to working with the Department of Transportation on implementing President Trump's deregulatory agenda." Yeah, I bet they do. The crypto industry also came in with some of the biggest donations for President Trump. Crypto companies and schemes rocketed to the center of the Trump world at the start of this year when Trump passed the Genius Act, the first major piece of legislation that brings cryptocurrencies into the formal economy, started dropping major investigations into crypto companies, created a strategic cryptocurrency reserve for the government, and launched his own meme coin on the Solana blockchain, another major donor. which is a long-winded sentence that I can't believe I just had to say. And maybe the worst part of all of these donors are the ones that we don't know anything about. The shell companies, political action committees, and the fake nonprofits that were made to hide who the real donors are. Americans for Pharma Reform, Election Freedom Inc., Axe Capital, all untraceable dark money. We'll probably never know who they were or what influence they bought. So yes, technically no one has broken the law here. But shouldn't we care when massive corporations buy influence at the cost of the public? $1 million to spare? You can have dinner with the president, and he might even listen to your concerns. $5 million to spare? You can probably buy a whole policy. To me, this looks a lot like a system of patronage. A government that operates on fealty, bribes, personal favors, and insider access. It's not just the inauguration and all this money. It's how the Trump administration has attacked big law firms to get them to offer free work. It's how they sued media companies to get them to take people off the air that don't give Trump favorable coverage. It's how they force private companies to bend the knee to comply with Trump's preferences. It's how they threaten to withhold funding from states with governors that Trump doesn't like. The inaugural fund was just one move in the playbook, a move that recenters corporate power at your expense.
Thanks so much for watching. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you have more ideas for stories like this that you want us to investigate, be sure to let us know in the comments.